Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
In this episode, I'm celebrating my 5-year strokeversary. There's going to be some reflecting on how I plan to live my life and contribute to the brain injury community moving forward. You're going to hear a lot of those things that regular people have. Emotions come from me as I process and reflect through the last 5 years of my stroke recovery journey. And with that, here's my reflective boom. Intro done. Hi, I'm Joe.
And I'm Lauren.
And we are
the Neuro Nerds. Yes, that was on time.
I feel pretty good about that.
Neuro Nerds.
Welcome to the Neuro Nerds. Do I sound a little somber? Do I sound somber enough? So it is currently July 31st still. I have a few hours left. And I am going to be celebrating my 5-year strokeversary on August 4th. So this is me processing out and sharing some of my feels of my journey thus far. It's been a lot. I've been staring at this microphone for the past 15 minutes, and I finally got enough. I got my emotions under control enough to start this very Joe solo episode. It's a lot. 5 years, gosh, a long time. And it doesn't seem like 5 years because I don't really remember a whole hell of a lot of the first couple. To be honest, I don't really remember a whole hell of a lot of all five. It's disturbing. It's uncomfortable to think about, but yeah. Look, it's a lot. I'm full of emotion. I'm full of all of the feels. It's not been easy, but it's been awesome. I know that sounds weird, but I try to take a step back and think, wow, yeah, this has not been an easy journey. It's, you know, recovery has been the most difficult thing I've ever done in life by far. But it's, I mean, difficult things are, they mean the most, you know? I always think about like cooking, right? Fast food is quick. Yeah, but it'll kill you. It takes a lot of effort to make a meal. Go to the store, you know, pick the right ingredients, chop them up, meal prep, cook. But then what do you have afterwards? You have an incredible meal, and it means so much more because you put all that effort into it. I kind of feel like that about recovery. You know, there's not a lot of shortcuts. It takes a lot out of you, but it could, it's hard to stay focused here. It could be life-changing. You know, you stay the course and you stay in a good headspace, which is really, really difficult post-brain injury because sometimes you don't realize what headspace you're in from one moment to the next. I don't know. I've been feeling like that a lot lately, but overall, good. That sounds weird, but it is. It's overall good. Recovery is chaotic. You know, I mean, I've learned over the past 5 years to feel my feels. Actually, I learned that a couple years too late, but hey, it's, I think it came right on time. I used to be toxically positive where everything was fine. Hey, how you doing? Oh yeah, I'm good. Oh, I'm not good. I'm awful. Most of, now I don't want to say that. I don't want to sound so doomsday, but you know, I'm always on the edge of freaking out. I'm always on the edge of being overwhelmed. I'm always on, you know, literally I'm teetering off the side of a mountain always. But anytime anybody would ask, oh yeah, I'm fine. No, that's toxically positive. That's not real. You know, now I don't want to tell everyone, oh, hey, by the way, I'm hanging on by a thread. That's not really the way I want to live either. But I think I've found a comfortable middle ground where it's like, you know, I'm struggling, but I'm finding my way back. You know, I'm here. And sometimes that's enough. And I feel that though. You know, it doesn't always have to be rainbows and sunshine. You know, it could be some gloom, hopefully not too much doom and gloom, but it could be a little gloomy sometimes and still be okay. That's one of the biggest things I think I've learned in recovery is that it doesn't always have to be perfect, but from one minute to the next, things can change. So you could be having a great day and then the bottom falls out. Cool. So what does that mean? Does you just pack up and go home? No, you just lick your wounds and start climbing again. And I feel like I've done that more than a few times in recovery. Today, I had a little bit of a freak out because I didn't remember I was supposed to give my dog her allergy medicine twice a day instead of just once. And it was told to me and from one moment to the next, it was gone. And it really affected me because it's like, when is this going to go away? When am I doing the quote fingers? When am I going to be normal again? When am I going to get back? You know, the reality is that may never happen. That's a harsh reality. It's a hard thing to say. It's a hard thing to feel. I desperately hope that's not a thing, but I'm prepared for the rest of my life, maybe forgetting things, maybe not always not remembering really important things, people, things, situations, events. I think that's the hardest part about my recovery is the memory. You know, the physicality, I'm basically all the way back. You know, again, I say it a lot. I'm a walking, talking miracle. You know, I have issues with my hand. That sucks. Even when, you know, my hand exhausts and the tremors kick in, I drop things and I'm not able to eat the way I would want. You know what I mean? Like, it's difficult to get the fork to my face. Those moments suck, but those are just moments. That's not really that a big a deal. I have so few of those. It's the memory that's really the most difficult thing to deal with. You know, it's just, I look at pictures, I see things online, you know, you surf social media and you're like, oh, wait, who is this person? Wait. What, why is this person saying this to me? Oh yeah, we had a whole conversation about it that I have no recollection of. It's those moments that are really infuriating in recovery. You know, I think a couple of you out there understand what that is. It's hard to not get stuck there. I've been preaching this for forever. Feel your feels. If you're upset, be upset. If you're angry, be angry. Process it and then move forward. It's hard to not get stuck in those feelings, you know, but I work through them. At least I do my best to. I'm not perfect, but I've gotten significantly better than I used to be. And I'm going to continue to work on that. It's just stuff like that. My dog is allergic to everything and she's been biting like really, really bad. So she's back on her allergy meds and I forgot to give her allergy meds. You know, now it's affecting my dog. Why can't I just remember that? It makes me feel dumb. It makes me feel silly. It makes me feel broken. I hate that feeling. I fucking hate that feeling. I know a lot of you out there feel the exact same thing. And here's where I would come in if somebody was telling me this and say, look, you had a brain injury. It's okay. You know, you're healing, you're recovering, you're here. It's a big deal. And it is. It is. And I think one of the things I've learned in the past few years is I want more. I don't just want to be here. I don't just want to be okay. I don't want to just do well. I want to thrive. I want to live. I want to I want to do more. I want to be everything I could be. God, it sounds like an army commercial. It's like genuinely, I want to just keep getting better. And when I'm not, when I feel that I'm not, and when I have these little hiccups, I call them hiccups now. I don't call them setbacks. When I have these little hiccups, I always have that recovering Catholic in me where it's like, oh, this is going to consume my life. But I've fought through that to where, no, this is just a hiccup, just a moment in time. And from one moment to the next, things can change and things do change and things get better. So I've gotten really, really good at that the last few years. And I think out of everything I've done in recovery, I think I'm most proud of that change in my life, that I can shift from not even one moment to the next. That's a complete lie, because I can't do that. But that I can take some time, put up some boundaries and say, even with myself, hey, take a breath, relax, give it a few minutes, and then move forward. Where before it would just eat away at me, and then I wouldn't do anything, I wouldn't say anything, and then I would, my blood pressure would spike, and I'd feel sick, I would get migraines, and ugh, that was before my stroke. That wasn't living, that wasn't life, that was survival at best. It was existence, and that's it. That's all it was. Thank you to our amazing community on Patreon for supporting this podcast.
You can support us too and get different perks and gifts depending on which Neuro Jedi tier you sign up for. For example, if you're on our Neuro Padawan $5 tier, then you're probably listening to this episode a day early before its public release.
Your support helps us grow and continue to create this podcast. Plus, a portion of the proceeds go to a different cause or individual in the brain injury survivor community each month. Sign up at patreon.com/theneuronerd.
5 years in, I've lived more life than I have in the 30 plus years prior to my stroke. It's been great overall. Overall, it has been amazing. I've done things that I've never done before. I've learned how to put up boundaries. I've learned how to take care of myself. I've learned how to live, which has been great. I've traveled the world, something I never thought I would ever do. I thought traveling was going to Palm Springs, which is a couple hours away from me in California, going to Tijuana. Hey, I'm outside of the country. Wow, I did it. I traveled. It's not traveling. You know, I literally got on a plane and damn near got blood clots. It was like a 14-hour flight, and I went to a whole other part of the world. It's a big deal. That was not something I ever dreamed I could possibly do in life. It wasn't even on my radar, you know, and now I'm like, wow, I can't wait to do that again. These are the beautiful things about a second chance in life. You could do anything. Literally, you could do anything you want. You know, you could shift your life. You don't like your friends? Get new friends. You don't like the way your family treats you? Leave them alone. You know, move forward, move past. You don't like the way your hair looks? Get a haircut. You don't like the way you feel? Do something to make you feel better. We can do that. We're adults. On top of the fact that this is our second chance in life, we can. If we're not going to do it now, why do we make it back? Why do we come back? And that question in and of itself, that gets me. Why did I make it back? You know, I suffer still, like a lot of us do, from survivor's guilt. It's why me? Why me? I've been saying it for years, and 90 some odd percent of the time, I truly believe it, that we made it because we can handle it. You know, other people that this happened to would cave. They would just give up and then that's it. We won't. We're fighters. We're survivors. Like this happened to us for a reason, so we can beat it. So we can show other people that it can be done, that you're capable of doing this as well. I believe that most of the time, but then sometimes, you know, that guilt kicks in. Like, why me? Why did I make it? What's my purpose now? Like, why am I here? Why? All the whys. But I truly think I made it to help my community, our community, to help people along their way, to not go through the things, the pitfalls that I fell into, that a lot of us have fallen into, the isolation that we all suffer, the chaos that a brain injury brings. You know, I kind of feel like I've been put in this position to have a voice, to advocate for our community, to share loudly, to share passionately, to share sincerely, you know, to be here to help and guide people. And that's all, that's honestly all I want to do. You know, I talk a lot lately about energy, you know, modern day hippie Joe. I talk about do what energizes you, you know, do what energizes you. Like when you wake up and whatever it is that you do and afterwards you're like, wow, I feel great. It was like, you know, two Red Bulls, I'm amped. Whatever it is that you do, do that. And what does that for me is the community. Like I love connecting people. I love helping people. I love getting people on the right track. It's led me to, in my opinion, do some amazing things. You know, it led me to be an ambassador for the Brain and Spine Foundation, which is really, really cool. It's just an opportunity to help people like worldwide. Speaking of helping people worldwide, I have connected survivors in like, I think last count was 14 different countries, which is kind of cool. Now alone, my podcast is in over 40 countries. I think I might have surpassed 50 now. I hope so. Fingers crossed. But yeah, like I just want to help the world. I do. I just want to help everybody as best I can. It's a passion of mine. It energizes me. And I truly, truly feel that that's why I made it, you know, to be a beacon of light, to help inspire people, to show people that it can be done and to never give up, you know. Look, and I'm not saying having a brain injury doesn't suck. It sucks. Oh my God, it sucks. So bad. But we're here. Now that's the main thing I keep going back to almost daily, where it's a struggle. It's like, wow, I don't think I'm gonna make it today. I'm just, you know what? Yeah, this is hard. This is so difficult. Even now, almost 5 years later, I still have those moments, those days, those patches of time where it's like, I can't do this. In those moments is where I just take a step back and I think, you know, I'm here. I'm here. I made it. I'm here to experience how fucking awful this is. I'm here to experience how terrible this is. Because if you take a step back and you really look at it, the alternative is what? Nobody knows what happens. You know, my fear, and, you know, talks about like a lot of these, like even Neil deGrasse Tyson, you know, a very popular scientist. He's like, oh yeah, when you're gone, you're gone. The lights go out and then that's it. I was like, oh, that's scary. That's frightening to me because I kind of feel like there has to be another level after this, you know, like another plane of existence, whatever it is. It just can't be, oh, well, the lights go out and that's it. But here's the thing. I don't know. Nobody knows. So let's say, yeah, when it's over, lights go out and then that's it. Oh, wow, that's horrible. So that's possibly the worst thing I could think of, you know? You know what's significantly better than that? Everything. Everything is better than that. As crazy and as hectic and as insane as things get, it's so much better than lights out. We're done. It really is. You know, just think about that. You know, like when you're gone, look, we all have those moments, I think, in life where it's like, you know what? I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. Now, I'm not saying, well, you know, in some cases, people, it might get dark for a second, guys. So trigger warning. You know, people become suicidal and I just want to end it. I don't want to be here. I can't get through this. It's too difficult from a million different things in life. You know, unfortunately, in our community, a brain injury can make people feel that way. Post-concussion syndrome makes you want to do awful things to yourself. It makes you want to harm yourself. You know, when you're in junior high school and your girlfriend or boyfriend breaks your heart, you know, you don't want to be here anymore. If you really think about that, though, that's a permanent solution to a temporary problem. And that rings true even today, you know, in recovery. I've heard this so many times. I don't want to be here. I don't want to do this anymore. Well, you have to, and it's a blessing that you are here. So I have those days a lot more frequently than I'd like to say, you know, and it's not days. I have those moments. I have those moments. But in those moments, it's when I take a step back and I think, I'm here. I fucking made it. I did. I did this. I made it back. wasn't easy, but I did it, you know, and I'm here. And that's significantly better than not. So in those really dark moments, just think, yeah, this is just a dark moment. This is just a moment in time. That's all it is. It's a moment in time. Sit in it, feel it. It sucks. It's terrible. It's awful. Yeah. And you know what? The next moment could be amazing, could be great, could be beautiful. Really, from one moment to the next. That's what we have to look at life as. Series of moments, series of situations, you know? This is everything sucks. I've been thinking about that a lot when people are like, man, my entire day was awful. Really? Your entire day. You woke up awful. You're eating. Awful. You're having a snack. Ugh. Awful. Hydrating. Ugh. Awful. No, you had a bad situation. You had a bad a few bad moments, maybe. And that feeling was so loud it overtook your entire day. But it wasn't the entire day. The entire day was not that. You know, I'm sure you ran into somebody you enjoyed. Somebody smiled at you. You know, you saw birds fly. For me, you saw, you know, a wind rustling the leaves of a tree, which is the most beautiful sight any pair of eyes could ever see. You know, you hydrated, you woke up, you opened your eyes. It's beautiful. It really is. Your whole day wasn't terrible. You just had a bad situation, bad instance. So it's hard to not get stuck in those feelings though. But I think what's helped me a lot with that is meditation. I meditate every single day, you know, minimum 10 minutes every single day, first thing in the morning, every single day. You know, I do it with my significant other. If, you know, our timings don't work out, I'll meditate by myself. I'll meditate a second and third time during the day if I need. It helps slow down my thoughts, you know, because thoughts could get dark. They could become overwhelming. It's been, and I suggest everybody do the same thing. It's very, very, very helpful. It's shifted the way that I think. It really has in the most beautiful, positive way. Also, in those really dark moments, in those overwhelming moments, just it helps to slow your mind down, to remember the good, not the chaos that's happening right now. You know, like you're in an argument with somebody and they're yelling and everything seems chaotic. Remember the times when you guys were laughing and smiling and joking, you know? Of course, if somebody's yelling at you, remove yourself from that situation as best you can. Try not to yell back because that's just adding fuel to the fire. Now, I say this, it's not easy. It's not easy to do, but it's necessary.
Are you finding it hard to recover at home after stroke? Find out if Motus Nova can help you by taking their free online assessment at motusnova.com/theneuronerds. If you haven't heard of Motus Nova, they make devices to help folks with a brain injury, like stroke, regain the use of their affected limbs. For example, the Motus Hand is an AI-powered robotic exoskeleton that helps users do exercises and play games, similar to the way an occupational or a physical therapist might manipulate the limb. It helps survivors get in the thousands of repetitions they need to form new neural pathways. It can assist with hand movements or resist them to provide a personalized exercise experience. If this sounds like something you want to try, visit motusnova.com/theneuronerds to learn more. Use special code TheNeuroNerds when you sign up and get a month free with the 30-day challenge. Just visit motusnova.com/theneuronerds to get started.
Yeah, 5 years. That's a long time. You know, I've more good than bad for sure. I know there's a couple of, I try not to regret anything because I don't think it's helpful at all. You know, you learn from your mistakes. There's some things that you probably would do different. So do them different moving forward. Just don't fall in the same, you know, don't follow the same patterns that you used to. Don't fall in the same traps that you've fallen into. Don't make the same mistakes. That's it. That's all you can do. A lot of my regrets, they're through no fault of my own. I have a brain injury. It really messes with my memory. And there are some things, so I want to say, well, I regret the things that I've forgotten. I didn't do any of this on purpose. I shouldn't have any regrets. I don't have any regrets. No, I do. I'm lying. I do. I shouldn't. So I'm working on that. But there's a lot of stuff that I just don't remember. And I hate. I don't have how do I put this? And so it doesn't sound so sad. I think I have a ton of people, you know, especially in the community. I have, people don't understand when I say I reach out to a stranger every single day of my life. I do. I reach out to a new brain injury survivor every single day of my life. And I've made very close friends from that. You know, I have a lot of good survivor friends. I have a lot of close acquaintances, I guess that's a good way to put it. But like long time friends, I have a handful at best, you know, it's that's what that is. And one of my really good friends, I won't, you know, name him, but, you know, a father of a couple of kids, and there was some pictures that I saw. It was after my brain injury and before he moved away, and, you know, we went to eat, and I, for the life of me, I have the vaguest of memory of the situation, but I don't remember meeting his kids. Breaks my heart. It's I don't think I've ever said that before. You know, it's just kind of like one of those things in passing. I just remember seeing some pictures and I'm like, I don't remember that. I don't have any memory of that. It's just, it's crushing to me. I try so hard to just think about, okay, well, what was I doing? I was wearing that. I don't have any memory, and it crushes me. And then it brings me to like all my people now, anybody out there that I've connected with, any of you guys that I've met, in all likelihood, I don't remember how we met. Now, I hope that doesn't affect our friendship, because I still care for each and every one of you guys. Just I was thinking about the other day with a lot of people I speak to on a regular basis, you know, people I've spoken to for years now. I'm like, wait, how did we meet? And I don't recall. You know, it's just kind of like a movie or a TV show where you get into it and then it's like, oh yeah, they're friends. Well, how they become friends, I have no idea. You know, they didn't show that episode. I feel like these episodes in my life just haven't aired because I don't really remember a lot of stuff that I feel like I should, which makes me feel like, have I really recovered? Am I doing, now this is where the imposter syndrome kicks in. Am I really doing as well as I think I'm doing, as people are telling me I'm doing? It is a mind fuck. Now, I'm sure this resonates with some of you guys out there. And if so, please feel free to reach out, connect, and like, let's discuss, you know, it's miserable and misery loves company. But yeah, it's hard, but this a few years ago would have crushed me. I wouldn't have been able to get past this. I wouldn't have. I would have just, I would have had a pity party that would have lasted the rest of my life. I would have just buried it down and pretended everything was fine. But, you know, new me. Yay. This is my new normal. I forget some shit, but I process it out and I move forward. And the hope, the one thing I will always have is hope, because I truly feel if you have hope, you have everything you will ever need. I hope that this stuff comes back. Sincerely, I hope, because that's what I'm holding on, what I'm desperately holding on to. Now, I'm looking forward to 5 more years, and then 5 more years after that, and 5 years after that, and 5 years after that. I have a couple of goals that I want to hit, a couple of things that I want to do, which I think that's going to be like my main focus moving forward. I am putting together a program, because desperately, like I don't know if people really understand how desperately I just want to help the community. Like I really do. I run a support group for Jane and her Heal the Brain with Jane, you know, nonprofit. I run 2 support groups on Clubhouse just for survivors to connect and feel heard and understood and help guide them on their way if they're not doing well. I reach out to an ungodly amount of people on a daily basis, and I'm starting up a Survivor to Thriver coaching program. a USO Rock, Survivor the Thriver coaching program, where I just want to help survivors thrive. You know, all of the things that I've learned in the past 5 years, I want to share that information because I feel it's vital. I keep stressing to people that I just meet, what's your routine? And, oh, I don't have a routine. It's like, oh, well, that's where it starts. We got to start somewhere. And that's a huge help for a brain injury survivor. You know, have you connected with other survivors? No. Okay. Well, let's figure out a way to change that. What kind of stroke did you have? I don't know. Okay. Well, we need to know these things. If we don't know what's wrong with us, how do we know how to fix the things that happen to us? It's literally the devil's in the details. You know, there's a thing I say about like movies, right? What separates a good movie from a great movie? It's the details. It really is. What separates a good basketball player from a great basketball player? It's the details. If you ever look at Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, those are probably like the three greatest of like, you know, the modern day basketball. Look at the way they train. Look at the way they practice. It's the details, the little tiny things that you wouldn't think are important that they work on obsessively. It's the details. It really is. And I want to bring that kind of mindset, that kind of thinking, that kind of information that, like, you know, I've lived this. I've gotten to this point. I did some awful things that I don't want anybody else to do. I've done some amazing things I want other people to do, you know, some helpful things that I really wish I would have had somebody help me with early on. And I want to bring that to the community. So, you know, I have my first couple of clients. I'm looking forward to, you know, working on this program for them, getting their feedback, and then continue to adjust it and adapt it to other survivors on their journey, you know, and that's going to be, I think, a big focus of mine moving forward, just to keep growing. I really want to help the world. And it sounds so grandiose and it sounds so big, but why not? Why not? Right. You know, when good things happen to people, oh, that person won the lottery. Wow. Wow. That person ran into this person and then that person did this and then they ended up there. Wow. It sounds amazing. Here's the thing. Why not you? Why can't that happen to you? It happened to somebody else. Why can't it happen to you? So, changing the world. There's a lot of people out there that have changed the world and are currently changing the world. Why not me? Why not? I'm not saying it arrogantly. I'm not saying, oh, I'm the only one who can do this. I'm just saying that I had something that I would love to do. I sincerely just want to help. I feel it's my purpose. I feel it's why I made it back. And it's what energizes me. It wakes me up in the morning. It keeps me up at night, not a bad way. It keeps me up because I like, hey, I'm talking to somebody from Singapore right now. This is crazy. It's 3 a.m. It's fine. I'm helping them and I want to keep on going.
Are you a stroke or brain injury survivor looking for a community and support? Well, the Neuro Nerds are here to help. Join our hashtag USORock Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/USORock to connect with other survivors like you.
Plus, read other inspirational brain injury survivor stories on Joe's blog at josorocks.com/USORock and submit your stories there as well. We want to hear them.
And remember,
USORock.
It's not an easy journey. It's not. Having a brain injury sucks. It really does. It's indescribable. You know, only those who have had a brain injury understand what it's like. And that's why we need to come together as a community to help one another. You know, on top of that, we need to come together as an extended community and partner with doctors and advocates and caregivers and just friends and family. So we all understand and we're all on the same page, because one of the biggest issues too is understanding. Nobody understands. People try to, they just don't. Doctors read a book because they don't care to really talk to us or listen to us. That has to change. It does. You know, friends are off put by new versions of us. That kind of needs to change. Significant others, sadly, a lot of them leave, and that's awful. That really is, you know, and those who have been married, you know, it's till death do us part. Not saying we need to die before you, but look, it's through the good times, the bad times, you know, through thick and thin. And we're supposed to be able to fall down and not fear that the other side is going to run away while we're on the ground, you know. And sadly, that happens a lot more often in our community, than not. Like, it's sad. So I want to be there to help support those people who have had their friends and family turn their backs on them, you know, who have had doctors not listen to them, you know, who don't know how to advocate for themselves. Sometimes it's just we don't know these things. I just spoke to a woman today. She had her brain injury, what was it? Oh my gosh, 15 years ago? And she had no advocate, none. The doctor, she remembers, but in 2008, she said, the doctor told me this is going to be one of the most important things. Don't forget this. And she's like, I completely forgot because I had a brain injury. And she's been struggling this whole time. All I want to do is help guide this woman to the promised land, you know? All of those good feelings, all that camaraderie that we have when we meet one another, I want that permanently for each and every one of us. So that's what I'm working towards. And that's my goal. My hope is my coaching program picks up with a lot of you to help. I'm hoping to keep sharing everybody's story, keep reaching out and showing people that recovery doesn't have to be so doomsday with my podcast. You know, we can recover, smile, joke, and laugh because we made it. We're here. We're here. Enough of this doomsday. It's happy times. As I say this, being super somber, most of this episode's fighting back tears. Overall, I think I'm looking forward to life. You know, I'm looking forward to living comfortably, lovingly, happily. That's why we made it. That's why we made it. For myself, that's a big deal for me to say that, because for most of my life, I haven't really, care about me. That needs to change for all of us, because a lot of us feel that way. We're important. What we feel matters. You know, and we want to do all of these things for other people, which is great. We doesn't mean anything if we're not doing this stuff ourselves. So yeah, I desperately want to help other people. It helps me. I've helped myself over the last few years. I've gotten to this place because I care about me. I care about my feelings. I've put up my boundaries. I've lost family. I've lost friends. But I did that for myself because I care about me. You guys have to do the exact same thing. So now I'm in a decent place with that. That's why I'm saying, yeah, I desperately want to help the entire community. You know, you can't help yourself. You can't help other people until you help yourself. So I've helped myself a good amount. Now I want to help others. I do. And that's the goal. The goal is after we start our brain injury cults. Yep. Still happening. Where we give all normies brain injuries. Yeah. No, maybe. is to have a giant festival for the brain injured. You know, maybe not such loud music. Maybe there'll be complimentary noise canceling headphones for those who need them, but like a get together. I saw the documentary Crip Camp, where it had the disabled, like a ton of disabled people fighting for their community, fighting for change, and they got it. All of the rules that are put in place today started there. And it was such a beautiful documentary, and it made me cry, which, come on, I cry all the time. It was so beautiful that it inspired me to want to do that. I want what they had for all of us. I don't know how I'm going to do that yet, but I know I'm going to partner with some people, and it's going to be beautiful. If anybody has any ideas, please feel free. Hit me up. Pretty nice guy. So that is my goal moving forward, is to continue to help the community, help just build community, really to help every single one of you guys truly live life, get everybody on the right page, connect, live, love, move forward in life. This is, I'm doing my best to hang on here. I'm very emotional. I know I'm not crying, not screaming, not yelling. I don't know. I kind of feel like a Christian Bale in American Psycho. I'm oddly calm, even though inside I'm hanging on by a thread. that makes any sense. Not like in an awful way, just in an emotional way. This has been a lot. So I'm wrapping up now, and I think I'm going to probably play some video games, watch a horror movie, and then cry most of the night. But, you know, I just want to say, every single survivor out there, I hear you. I feel you. I understand you. You're not alone. You're never alone, ever. It feels that way a lot. It feels scary. It feels isolating. It feels lonely. It feels hopeless. Those are just feelings. The reality is, we're all here. We're all here together. We made it. We did. We lived. We survived. So now it's time to live and thrive. Like it really is. We're all gonna be all right. We are. I'm not just saying that because like I'm on the verge of breaking down again. I say it because I feel it, and I mean it. I sincerely mean that we're all gonna be all right. I appreciate each and every one of you guys. I'm proud of each and every one of you guys. You know, everybody that I've connected with on this journey, you all hold a special place in my heart. For those of you who I haven't connected with, I look forward to getting to know you. I mean that. I really mean that. And a few people have reached out to me recently, and it makes my day, because I got to tell you, reaching out to strangers, it's exhausting. It's exhausting. I do it every day. It's so tiring. It's also very awkward. I've mastered it because I do it every day, but it's still really awkward. It's a lot easier for me when people randomly like hit me up. And to be honest, the people that have hit me up have become some of my closest friends. You know, my friend Zavdi randomly hit me up, and she's like, "Hey, you seem like a pretty cool guy." I'm like, "I am." And she's been one of my closest friends ever since. You know, if you're out there and you're lonely, if you're looking to connect, feel free. Hit me up. Like, let's build, let's grow, let's recover. Let's go on this journey. We don't have to go at it alone. We could do it together. I say it all the time, sincerely mean it. You know, the Neuro Nerds, we are here to help me. I am here to help. I'm going to throw out our socials in a very somber way. I can't thank my tiny, beautiful ass-kicking co-hosts enough for being just so amazing, such an amazing friend to me. She is more than just my co-host. She's more than just a friend. She's family. I wouldn't be here without Lauren. Like, I don't think I would be. You know, you know what? I don't want to say that. I'd be here in a completely different way. I don't think I would be as functional and happy as I am without, you know, being able to do this with Lauren. For when we were doing this weekly, it was everything. It was everything. And I miss her all the time. And I just have so much just love for that insane woman. I sincerely wish she would wear pants more often. Jeez. You can reach out to Lauren at Lauren L. Manzano on Instagram. Good luck. She's super busy. The world's kind of opening up a little bit more, and she is just the James Brown of everything that she does. She's just like constantly busy, but she's the sweetest human being in the world. And I just love her. I just love her so much. She is amazing. Speaking of, wouldn't be here without, I mean, my significant other. She had every right just to leave me in the hospital, you know? Battered, bruised. She did. She didn't. And I'm forever grateful. I'm thankful every day that she didn't leave me there, you know? And it just means the world to me. Felisa, I love you so much. And I'm completely, I wouldn't be here. Not even as functional. No, I just wouldn't be here without you. I'd say reach out to her, but she's busy. And I give you her socials when she co-hosts. You can reach out to me anytime. And I implore you. I love that word. I really do. I really hope you guys choose to reach out to say, hey, to connect and build. You can reach out to me at Joseph Rocks on all the socials. You can reach out to us, the Neuro Nerds, all over the internet. 5 years. 5 long years. It seems like yesterday, To be honest, it seems like yesterday because I don't remember a whole lot of my recovery. That in and of itself is driving me a little bit crazy, but I'm not going to fix it on that. I'm going to fix it on the positive to close out this episode. And the positive is I've helped countless people in countless countries around the world, which is mind-blowing. And I'm looking forward to continuing that journey. I'm looking forward to helping as many people as I possibly can. If any of you guys are curious about the program that I'm running, please reach out. If anybody needs any help, please reach out. If anybody's feeling lonely, please reach out. We're in this. We're in this. We're never alone in this journey. We are part of the greatest community in the world. And that's what I want to bring to every single person out there. So 5 years, it's been one wild, over-emotional ride. Now it's time for me to sign off, probably go smoke a joint, watch a horror movie, cry a little bit, and have dessert. So on that odd note, this Neuro Nerd is out.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.